Chapter 1. He had to be the most beautiful man she ever had seen. And blast it, he knew as much. Striding with smooth, sinuous moves across the surface of the clean, hard, tiled floor that distinguished the Crystal Wolf, a rustic eatery that marked the northern border of Pineview, Florida. The man's tall, statuesque form easily dwarfed his surroundings, his flowing cocoa-brown hair and wide dark eyes serving to beautify this same scene. As he approached her table, a polished wooden furnishing topped by a crisp, checkered cloth, she saw up close the masculine beauty of his classically handsome face, a visage distinguished by chiseled cheekbones, a plain forehead, full moist lips, and a fine cleft chin. "It's an honest-to-God blasted cleft chin," she noted, adding with a slight smile. "I didn't think that anyone had a blasted cleft chin outside of Hollywood movies. I thought it was a licensing issue or something." Her smile faded somewhat as she saw the handsome stranger shift his cocoa-hued gaze in the direction of her companion at the table. Her sister, Courtney. A slender, blue-eyed blonde who captured his heed and set fire to his smoky gaze. "Shocker," she scoffed in silence, rolling her eyes heavenward as she feared that the stranger's excessive drool would soil and besmirch the state of their flawless, if simply styled, tablecloth.
"Good afternoon, ladies,"
he greeted them in a thick, smooth accent, then nodding to Wendy for approximately a split half-second before once again turning his attention to the pouting Courtney. "Must be some sort of record," Wendy mused before adding aloud, "Good afternoon. We've been hearing a lot about this cool new restaurant, and that said establishment serves pizza slices as big as your head. Well, we have brought our measuring sticks as well as our heads, so be prepared to test out your little theory." The man's eyes flew wide as he considered these words. Then he started laughing. Hard.
"Well, just tell me what toppings you'd like, and I'll rush out a test subject post-haste,"
he acknowledged with a grin, adding as he struck a deep bow low in their direction.
"First, however, do allow me to introduce myself. I'm Randolph Lupo, the youngest of three sons born to an Italian family, newly arrived from Milan."
He paused here, adding as he raised that blasted cleft chin to prideful effect,
"We're here to show you the true meaning of the word pizza."
Proving his words moments later, Randolph produced a piping hot pizza with all of the toppings, continuing to talk and joke with the spirited Wendy as his eyes remained glued to a scowling Courtney. "If anything, I think these slices are too big," she complained, adding as she made a broad gesture in the direction of her Rubenesque sister, "As you can tell, I am not the pizza fan in this family." Wendy grinned, but not kindly. "And as you can tell, Courtney is not the kindness and basic human courtesy fan in this family," she scoffed. Still, she savored the taste of the rich Italian treat that did indeed seem to hail from another place. "A place where they make exemplary pepperoni and superlative sausage," she mused, smacking her lips as she completed her third succulent slice.
"Si, I'm glad that you enjoyed, madame,"
Randolph told her, bending over her table to take her free hand and grace its skin with a whisper soft kiss. Wendy trembled in spite of herself at the touch of their hands and the press of his warm, moist lips against her skin, a combined sensation that sent sparks of arousal careening from head to toe. His head flying upward in a leonine motion, Randolph's cocoa-hued gaze came alight with a surreal, ethereal glow. For just a moment, they gazed deep into one another's eyes, their hands remaining clenched as silence fell between them. Peering at him over the rim of her spectacles, Wendy graced him with a shy smile that, like the raw feelings of warmth and lust kissing her body from head to toe, seemed novel and strangely thrilling. All too soon, the moment passed. "Hurry up about yourself, Wendy." The slightly shrill voice of her sister Courtney served to break her dreamy meditation, bringing her to attention as she inclined her head in Randolph's direction.